Calling session to order. We're down at the bottom of the calendar. There's no objection, we'll refer to messages from the Senate.
Okay, the Senate has passed House Bill number 237, supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for Iditarod Trail Race and returning same. This bill has gone to enrolling. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
If there's no objection, we'll advance to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Resources has had House Joint Resolution number 15 relating to remote sensing mapping of Alaska under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 15 and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Miles, co-chairman, concurred in by Miles, Osterback, Halford, Eliason, Chatterton, Cotton, Fuller, and Jaroff. House Joint Resolution 15 has no further referral. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 29, Public Employees Retirement System, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a State Affairs Committee substitute for House Bill 29 and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Meekins, chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Freeman, Schaefer, Moss, Rogers, and McKinnon. Having no recommendation, Montgomery, Haugen, and Smith. House Bill 29 has no further referral. The Committee on Hess has had House Bill 54, Education in the Unorganized Borough, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mrs. Buckholt, chairman, concurred in by Barnes, Munson, Byrne, Chatterton, and Buckholt. House Bill 54 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 132, a grant to the City of Dillingham for relocating a sanitary landfill, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute for House Bill 132 and recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Parker, chairman, signing do pass, Parker, Branson, and O'Connell. Having no recommendation, Carney, Parr, and Metcalf. House Bill 132 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 176 for a special appropriation for an airport at Sandpoint, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Miller, chairman, concurred in by Miller, Gardner, Fuller, and Parker. Having no recommendation, Martin and Metcalf. Eliason signed do not pass. House Bill 176 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 185, State Aid to Municipalities for the Construction and Development of Cultural Facilities, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Meekins, chairman, concurred in by Freeman, Duncan, McKinnon, Smith, Moss, Haugen, Montgomery, Schaefer, and Meekins. Rogers has no recommendation. House Bill 185 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 189 relating to elevator safety, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parr, chairman, concurred in by Brown, Phillips, Martin, Barnes, O'Connell, Buckholt, Anderson, and Parr. House Bill 189 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 220, compensation for certain state officers and employees, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 220 and recommends it do pass. No individual recommendations. The report was signed by Mr. Miller, chairman, signing do pass, Miller, Eliason, and Parker. No recommendation, Gardner, Fuller, and Martin. House Bill 220 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Finance has had House Bill 243, Teachers and Public Employees Retirement, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Meekins, chairman, concurred in by Meekins, Rogers, Smith, Schaefer, Moss, Montgomery, and Freeman. House Bill 243 has no further referral. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Bill 285, Special Appropriations to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. Report was signed by Mr. Miller, chairman, concurred in by Miller, Eliason, Fuller, Parker, and Gardner. Having no recommendation, Metcalf and Martin. House Bill 285 has a further referral to Finance. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had House Bill 332, Special Appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for grants to the cities of Palmer and Wasilla, under consideration. A majority of the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Parker, chairman, concurred in by Parker, Branson, Carney, and O'Connell. Having no recommendation, Parr and Metcalf. House Bill 332 has a further referral to Finance. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
If there is no objection, we'll advance to introduction, first reading, reference of House bills.
House Bill 389 by Phillips, Cotton, and Halford by request, an act relating to state regulation of fireworks and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Judiciary.
House Bill 390 by Buchholz, an act relating to boating safety.
Resources and Judiciary.
House Bill 391 by Buchholz, an act relating to competition by the University of Alaska with private businesses.
Hess and Judiciary.
House Bill 392 by Malone, Anderson, Cotton, Duncan, Hayes, Meekins, Miller, Parr, Rogers, Schaefer, and Gardner, an act relating to domestic violence and amending Rules 3, 65, and 76, Rules of Civil Procedure.
Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
If there's no objection, we'll advance to special orders. Does anybody have any special orders? Maybe we should have special orders just for the chief clerk or sergeant at arms. We'll do that someday.
I'm out of words.
Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, there's no further business come before the House. I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
There's no objection. We're adjournment till 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
We should do that on April.